Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Do you know every single year there is a National Day of Prayer in America? Well, this National Day of Prayer is going to be on May the 4th. May the 4th. Make sure you want to be a part of that. But over 40 to 45,000 events are taking place in America, all across America, praying for America. And this is such a powerful, powerful time. You know, did you know there's a law, a specific law in America that says the president must dedicate the first Thursday of May as a National Day of Prayer, of coming together, of repentance, and coming to our churches, and coming together in groups, and coming together as individuals to just humble ourselves and pray? I believe it began during the time of President Abraham Lincoln, but it's been every year since then, and it's happening right now. Make sure you're going to be a part of that. This is Pastor Tony Evans even talking about it. Take a look.
This is Dr. Tony Evans with the Urban Alternative, and I want to challenge churches all over America to become part of the National Day of Prayer. If there was ever a day when God's people needed to grab a hold of God and to invite His manifest presence back into our midst, today is that day. In every direction we look in our culture, chaos has taken control. And when God is dismissed from a culture, that vacuum is filled by evil. So it is incumbent upon God's people, through whom He has determined to express His presence, to make contact with Him in unity, on one accord. So you and your church need to get involved and make your voices heard on earth, inviting heaven in our midst to turn around a culture in chaos. The National Day of Prayer needs you.
This is so important for us to be able to get involved. Listen, God, you know, so often you hear so much information that the enemy convinces you that God's not going to hear you. Listen, God not only hears you, He knows everything about you. And He sees you turn your heart. He sees you call out to Him. He sees you pray. As a matter of fact, this year's particular theme for the National Day of Prayer is for you are great and do it for His name's sake. He says, hear us, forgive us, and heal us. It's taken from Daniel 9:19, which says, O Lord, listen, O Lord, forgive, O Lord, hear and act for your sake, O my God. And isn't that amazing that if we just turn to Him, and you look at, you know, Psalms 9, when he talks about the nations that forgot God and left God, that's when difficult things happen. But if we remember God and we turn back to God and we pray to God, that causes our nation to be blessed. And of all the times that we need to pray for our nation, now is the time. Because what we have, what took place just recently in the last 90 days or so, God gave us a window of time. I mean, prophecy says these things are going to happen. Difficult times are going to come. But He's given us a window of time as America in the world for us to be able to stand up as believers and turn to Him in a window of blessing. You know, great wealth is going to be transferred into the kingdom of God to be able to advance the kingdom of God and to be able to bring in the great harvest that Pastor John Kilpatrick heard that word. The great wealth transfer is coming to the church for the harvest. But we got to have wisdom for that. We don't want to miss that word. And one way we can do that is participate in the National Day of Prayer. So take the time to do that. We get back from this break, though. We're going to hear from Ann Graham Lotz. John, isn't this exciting, man, the National Day of Prayer?
It is so exciting because it reminds me of 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Yes.
If my people will humble themselves and pray. We focus a lot on the praying part. We need to humble ourselves, too, before the Lord.
And we also think about other people and saying they're our problem. Yeah. And He's saying, no, just if His people.
Yeah.
Which means we can be prideful and be one of God's people.
Absolutely.
But we can humble ourselves and pray and turn from
our wicked ways.
But I thought they were our problem.
No.
So this is all about personal relationship with God.
Yeah. But, remember, it reminds me of the time when we had the chance to actually do that in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
We went with the million men to pray in the nation's
wall. You stand in the gap for promise keepers. It was Did you ever make it to the mall?
Yes, I made it to the mall. Yes. I was ministering to a group of men. Yes, but we made it.
Your hotel was right by the mall. We were in Maryland or something.
It's called Patience. Strategic Patience. That's what it was.
Was that an awesome moment? Because we had over a million men from the church all over the place, all over America, probably the world. And we were coming to stand in the gap. President Bill Clinton was president at the time. Mm-hmm. And imagine a true million people on the mall, and we had monitrons throughout the place that you could see what was going on. And Bill Clinton got in his helicopter, the presidential helicopter, and flew around us.
Yeah.
And just flew off. But he had a great opportunity to come down and pray with us.
Historic. It's never been done before. 1 million believing men, Christians, but I don't even think it's been men or women, a group that size, coming together for that purpose.
It was so powerful that it was like heaven. Because we're riding in subway trains coming to the city. We're just millions of men coming in the city. And so we're on a train. And if Steve's watching us from Northern Alabama, his little red fanny pack and this thing's head, it was funny. Anyway, so these men, we're all on this, just packing these trains. We're packing these subway areas and then staircases going up. And they're singing Amazing Grace. It's echoing through the thing. It's like, man, this is like heaven.
Yeah.
It was like heaven.
Yeah.
Then we got out there on the mall. And you're probably seeing it right now. This is a picture of us, you know, standing in the gap right there, maybe an arrow pointing down where we were.
I gotta give you some extra pictures of that event. Remind me to get
you were
some
like
pictures.
Way back by the Washington Monument, and we were like, we were serious about to do it. Anyways, but remember how the holy hush, you know, a million men were on the mall. It was like a holy hush. And as we're all just put our face into the ground and said, God, forgive us. Forgive us for our sin. Forgive us for the sin of our nation. And that it was like, it was
powerful.
I mean, you know, it's hard to get a family to be quiet enough, you know, just around a table. But a million men, you could hear a pin drop as we just buried our face in the sand and we repented, you know, for the sin that was in our nation and what was taking place in ourselves as well. And it was just so powerful. And I just hope we can do that again. But this is the National Day of Prayer. This is when about 40,000 to 45,000, you know,
events nationwide. First Thursday of every May, and it's pretty awesome that the law requires that whoever's president—it's
in the law. It says
it's the law.
Yeah,
he has to declare the National Day of Prayer.
First Thursday of May.
Amazing. You know what's really cool about it is that we're just not praying in our nation, but now there's other nations in the world. Around the world that are actually praying for America.
We found out in the last 8 years how significant America is to the other nations.
Yeah.
Because if we go dark, the whole world goes dark.
That's right.
And if you look at, they try to compare us to other nations, but you look at, you know,
really
Russia's half our population. Yeah. You know, Spain is like 80 million, something like that. But it's just small numbers. And you know, we're 300 and something million folks, huge economy, powerful military, and historically stood for Israel and stood for justice and the, you know, and rights. And Australia has and are joining us.
Yes.
And they're thank God. Thank you, Australia.
Yes.
Thank you, other nations that are praying for us. Thank you, China. The church in China is praying for us. And we need your prayers. I know that America acts like we don't need it. We need your prayers. And we know that God will hear, you know, your prayers. As a matter of fact, this is Australia right now talking about it.
G'day, my name is Warwick Marsh, part of the team of Australia's National Day of Prayer and Fasting. And together with other international prayer leaders, we are calling for 5 days of prayer and fasting for America from the 30th of April right through to the 4th of May 2017. God has done great things as we prayed for America, and God can do even greater things as we continue to pray for America at this time. Last year, we had people from over 45 nations join us in prayer for America. This year, we are believing for over 100 nations. We in Australia believe it is our turn to stand in the gap for the nation of America and pray for revival and transformation for the USA through prayer and fasting, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. We in Australia are grateful that America stood in the gap for Australia and the nations of the free world during World War II and many times since, right up to this day. Thank God for America. Abraham Lincoln the 16th President of the United States of America, said, "I have been driven many times upon my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. My own wisdom and that of all about me seemed insufficient for that day." Abraham Lincoln proved he believed in these words when on the 30th of April, 1863, he called for a day of humiliation, prayer, and fasting at a time of great national crisis by governmental decree with the following words: "And whereas it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behoves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness." Unfortunately today, America again is in great crisis because it has forgotten God. America is in danger from within and from without. Unfortunately, Australia is in much the same condition and the much the same crisis. We have forgotten God and we are paying the price. The good news is found in 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land." We need revival and reformation. We need what we cannot do. We need God. We invite you to join with us in 5 days of prayer and fasting for the USA from April 30th, which is America's National Day of Repentance, to the 4th of May 2017, which is America's National Day of Prayer. The theme for America's National Day of Prayer on the 4th of May 2017 is, "For your great name's sake, hear us, forgive us, and heal us." Thank you for praying and fasting for America. Together we can make a difference.
This is so awesome when you have other countries. I'm so grateful.
Yes.
For other countries praying for us. So Australia, we are grateful for you. For Spain that's praying for us. For Israel that's praying for us. For Mexico that's praying for us. For China's big time praying for us. That's They're amazing. Praying that we get humbled. So that we wouldn't go out, you know. Mm. Thank you, China. We appreciate that prayer. I mean, that's obviously humility. You know, Anne Graham Lotz is not the president. She is the
chairperson
for this year's National Day of Prayer. Make sure it's going to be tomorrow. I believe it is. It's on May the 4th. So make sure, you know, you find out what's going on. You can find out details at VFNTV.com. But here is Anne Graham Lotz. She's the daughter of Billy Graham, the sister of Franklin Graham, and a godly, godly woman. Take a look.
I'm Anne Graham Lotz, chairperson of the National Day of Prayer. I'm so grateful for this privilege because if ever we needed to pray for our nation, it's now. Our situation today is similar to one we find in the Old Testament. God's people had disobeyed him, rebelled against him, and defied him, provoking his severe judgment. He sent in the Babylonians, who broke down the walls of Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, and took the nation of Judah into captivity. 67 years later, one of the captives who had risen to the heights of leadership under Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians, followed by the Medes and Persians, was a man named Daniel. He writes in the Old Testament book by his name that he was reading God's word according to Jeremiah when he discovered a promise that after 70 years, God would set the captives free on one condition, that they would seek God with all of their hearts. Daniel responded to the promise he read in Jeremiah by holding God to his word with a very powerful prayer that's recorded in Daniel chapter 9, a prayer that moved heaven and changed not only his nation, but that of the nation in which he had been held captive. I, too, have been reading God's word. I've read in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that God has promised, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. The theme for the National Day of Prayer this year blends 2 Chronicles 7:14 with Daniel's prayer in chapter 9, verse 19. For your great name's sake, hear us, forgive us, heal us. All of us can agree that our nation needs healing, and God promises to do so, but on the condition that we pray humbly, seek His face, and turn from our own sin. Will America be healed? We won't know until we join together and pray. So please, join me in prayer on behalf of America. Invite others to join us. Host a National Day of Prayer event. Attend the national observance in Washington, D.C. on May 4th, or the event that will be held in your own area. Learn more about the National Day of Prayer by visiting www.nationaldayofprayer.org. And God bless you, and God bless America.
So we got to get it charged. I mean, God is already shifting us. He's moving us, but we have to participate in our deliverance.
Yeah.
You know, I just had a time to be able to share about Deborah and, you know, the judge Deborah, who was the leader of God's people during a real rough time under oppression of the Philistines, right? And God gave a word for deliverance, and God's given us a word for deliverance, but they had to participate in it. They had actually participated in it. The lead general's name was Barak, and she was telling him, this is what God says, and he wasn't sure about it. And so he said, you know, I'll go if you go. And this big, long story is that fact is everybody had to fight for their freedom. Mm. And we're not necessarily talking a physical fight, but although there's soldiers right now fighting for our freedom right now across the globe. We have sailors and Marines going to Australia and going to the China Sea. They're physically there for us. So sometimes it takes physical force. And so we have to participate. And one way we do that, participate, is to pray. Just pray. It says that we acknowledge you. We acknowledge who we are in the sight of you. Lord, we need your guidance. We need your forgiveness. And God is quick to forgive. He's just waiting for us to say what is wrong.
Yeah.
And then pray for our nation. Don't be in agreement with all these people that are speaking against our president, speaking against our nation. We have to pray for our president. Pray for our nation. You don't want our own mouths to be able to take it down. But listen, we get back from this break. We're going to talk about, you know, how the statistics are coming out right now from the Barna Group saying that people are saying they love Jesus, but they just don't love, I guess, church, the building expression, the way things are going on. And we're excited about that because we know that God's not pulling them out. He's taking them in to a new expression, how people want authentic relationships with God. And we shared a word with from James Gall that God showed him in this vision. They said, well, how are we going to do this? And that was the question he asked in this vision. And James Gall told him, so we're going to do this through relationship, you know, and
love.
Have love. We do it through love and family. And that's one thing we're doing. And we're going to encourage you by you attending a Vine seminar. If you attend a Vine seminar, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com. My mouth's not catching up with myself today. Go to VFNTV.com, look for events, and sign up. And once those numbers are full, we always kick off a Vine seminar, and we'll tell you what God's told us. We'll share with you wisdom on how you can begin to move ahead prophetically about what God's doing. Because God wants, we got the Bible back, but now God wants His church back. He wants an intimate relationship with you. That's why you praying for National Day of Prayer, it's significant. God cares about you, and He cares about you responding.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.